And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. Thank you. We got some praise, I understand, for the interview we aired last week with Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai.
Listener Candace Francis wrote in to say, kudos to Farai Chidea and her staff for getting this very informative and moving interview. My only question is, why wasn't it picked up, by all things considered, for the evening broadcast? If not in full, then excerpted at least. What is happening in Zimbabwe is heartbreaking, but this was a wonderful opportunity to hear from Morgan Tsvangirai, who demonstrated that the depiction of African zealots is not the only portrait of leaders on this diverse continent. I know this took a lot of tenacity and hard work to get this interview, so kudos to all of you again.
And last week, we did a series on the black leadership. In one segment, we interviewed James Rucker of The Color of Change and Charles Steele, Jr. of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference on how community leaders were passing the torch of leadership. Daryl Cox in Seattle, Washington, no relation, wrote us this. I found the three segments News and Notes did on the issue of black leadership to be embarrassingly bad in terms of your guests and the extremely superficial way in which the topic was covered. James Rucker's presence, in my opinion, was simply wasted. There are serious problems with black leadership, and the so-called generational divide that News and Notes and others have fastened onto obscures rather than illuminates the problems.
Another listener, Willie Porter, said he was disappointed when he heard Farai say this.
More than a week ago, Reverend Jeremiah Wright was supposed to step down as senior pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. That's the church from which Senator Barack Obama resigned his membership. Reverend Otis Moss III was already handpicked to take over at the pulpit, but in a last-minute move, Reverend Wright decided the 37-year-old minister wasn't ready.
He wrote in to say this, Ms. Chidea started the show informing listeners that Reverend Wright had decided not to retire and is having a hard time passing over the authority of the church. What bothers me so much that a phone call to Trinity United Church of Christ could have prevented the miscommunication of these facts. Well, we based that report on a Time magazine article titled The Unretirement of Reverend Wright. We did call the Trinity United Church of Christ, and a spokeswoman said the article was incorrect. Reverend Wright now has the title of Pastor Emeritus. Reverend Otis Moss III holds the title Senior Pastor Elect. A church statement says Moss is expected to be installed as the church's pastor this fall.
And finally, a few weeks ago, we had a listener write in to say she did not like our sports segments. Michael Strode in Chicago, Illinois, wrote in to say he's been a fan for the last 2 years. Although some of my fellow listeners have taken offense with the sports segment, I enjoy the way that Tony Cox, Bill Roden, and your other bloggers and journalists are able to cut through the fray of the usual sports coverage and interject the politics of the day in the mix. Keep pressing forward in other areas that add new dimensions to your programming, as you may just find another that I was not aware that I would enjoy. Thank you, Michael.
And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.